Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Ignite Your Ultimate Success podcast. And today I'm here with one of my very long-term friends, somebody who is highly respected in the industry, someone who I've looked up to throughout my career as a personal trainer, Mr. Michael Ridgway. Welcome, sir.
Well, thank you very much for that intro, Brad. Yeah. Great to be here with you, that's for sure.
Mate, now I've got to talk about and lead this with our introduction because, well, first, before I tell about how I met you, could you just, I guess, let everybody know, like, what it is that you do, who you are, and what's your role?
Yeah, mate. I got a physiotherapy degree.
Yep.
Went out and went, this is great, that's the ultimate. Done and dusted. All I have to do is repeat this the rest of my life, right?
Yep. The dream of becoming dream. A physio.
Yeah, exactly. So what happens then? Then I'm working hard.
Yep.
Spinning my wheels. And then I figure to myself, hold on a second, there's got to be more to it than this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, you know, I'm the kind of person, I really want to be the best that I can be at anything I do. So I wanted to be the best I could be as a physio. And my results weren't really showing that at the time, so I just thought, okay, look, I'll study a master's degree to specialise in a specific sort of musculoskeletal physiotherapy. Had to quit work for a year. It was intense, long days for the whole year. Came out of that degree, and I loved the skills. There was so much to learn, but I gotta tell you, the results really still weren't that great.
Yeah, and you mean the results that you were sort of getting with clients?
With clients, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yep. I was like, man, I just did the best. I learned from the best that there are in the world, and some clients still wouldn't get better, at all.
What percentage of physiotherapists would go and do the Masters of Musculoskeletal?
Yeah, that's right, something like 2%.
Okay, you know, so not, a very small many, percentage.
Yeah, there's not many of us,
Okay.
It might be a slightly higher percentage these days if you can do more online, but back in like 10, 20 years
back
ago.
Back in the day.
Yeah, exactly, about 2%. So there's not too many of us, right?
Yeah.
So I thought I was really getting to the pinnacle.
Yes,
what I was after. Well, that's what I wanted.
Technically, the upper echelon.
Exactly. So, you know, quite frustrating to not be getting better and better results like I thought I really deserve, like I think my clients deserve.
Yeah.
So I really had to explore. Yeah. So I started exploring a bit and I was like, man, things really should be working much better.
Yeah.
One client fixes up, great, pain gone in a few weeks. Think I'm a great physio.
Yeah.
Next client comes in with the same problem. 3 weeks later, no better at all.
Yeah.
Man, something's not working here.
Yeah.
This isn't right. This isn't logical. We're missing something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it did take me quite a bit of time to try a few different things. It took me like 10 years, actually.
Yes.
To try as many things as I could. And really, the more I kept trying and I got to see what works much better for clients, the more things started to fall into place. I read more about neuroscience and I read more about if things are going to work much better, there's something that we've been missing.
Yeah, in the traditional teaching method.
Correct.
Yeah.
The traditional understanding.
Now, sorry, you go.
That's okay. I was going to say, it doesn't matter whether it's, I've got to tell you, whether it's fitness industry for strength training, endurance training, whether it's physio industry for wanting to fix pain and injury, or whether the overlap happens between us in those realms.
Yeah, and there is so much overlap too.
Correct, exactly.
And so somewhere in that journey, if I understand correctly, when I come into the picture, I got referred to you by somebody and I needed a physio.
Yeah.
And it was one of my trainers at Peak Physique, Jess, who said, hey, this guy is awesome. He's different than other physios. So I'm guessing, was that somewhere along that journey when you were on that exploratory process?
Yeah, it certainly was. Yeah, it was in the first couple of years of it, exactly.
Yeah. And so my story, when I come as a client of yours, and that was exactly it. So my experience with physios, I had a preconceived idea on what I was expecting to get, turned up and got something very different. But it worked, and it was miraculous in terms of, you know, the results I got. And then straight away I got chatting to you because I'd come back for a few appointments and all the rest of it. And I'm fixed, and I'm chatting to you. I'm going, this guy is bloody excellent, and I'm asking you about business, right? And so I was in the process of growing my business. I'd increase my rates. I was in that process of going, do less, hands-on, face-to-face hours, start to build a business, start to build a system. And I got chatting to you, and I guess like many other physios, you're in that, fallen into the we call it a trap or whatever it might be, of just going, hey, just correct. Churning out client after client.
Yeah, correct. The e-myth, right?
Yeah.
The myth that that's we were right. doing something good, yeah. good in business.
Absolutely. And you were just going for it. And, you know, charging, I guess, like everyone else was charging.
Correct.
And I started getting into your ear, didn't I?
Exactly. Let me tell you, $38 for a half hour appointment with me.
Yeah.
And until you got into my ear, I just didn't even think or believe it was going to be possible to do anything different.
Yeah, it was cool, man. And so we got to start a relationship together, and you know, from that perspective, I guess you know, we got to not only did I become a client, but then I had my team of personal trainers, and we were able to do stuff like refer clients to you, and vice versa, and we were able to bring the team down and have professional development. So we had this great networking relationship.
Yeah, it was fantastic, because then your trainers would come and visit during some of the appointments. I'd show the trainers in the appointment what they could do with the client in the gym.
Yes,
and sometimes I'd be then down there at the gym following through, just helping, giving some feedback to make sure it's going well.
That's right.
What great teamwork that was. Hey?
And I remember coming into your clinic many times with clients, and it got to the point where, you know, we could start, some of the trainers, you know, myself included, could start to sort of go, hey, I think it's this, and this. And you start to go, you're on the right track.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's right.
That's
what
good.
What a great way to get a better understanding, hey?
Yeah.
Is to learn on the job like that.
Yeah, yeah. So we could talk for days about that relationship. So I guess, like, for anyone listening to this, you know, out there, personal trainers, physios, you know, I guess our big message, you know, we're living proof of the fact of networking, you know, find yourself really great people to get around. Never be afraid. I remember in the early days, you know, like what might have happened is that I might have referred a client to a physio, right? And the first thing an old school physio might have gone is, oh, well, stop, don't do anything for 6 weeks, you know, don't do any exercise or whatever. Mm. And suddenly there's a loss of income and revenue and all that. And although you've got the client's best interest at heart, you're thinking, holy shit, all right, so I send you a client and suddenly I lose business, right?
Exactly. Not on.
Whereas, your method was very different from the perspective of being proactive and calling up me and going, okay, this is what the person can do, this, and this. This is what they can't do, this, and this. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so
advise anything means when you find your practitioner, you've got to find one that works well for you.
Yes.
Not one that stops all the good stuff happening.
Yes.
Yeah, so they've got to be supportive of you. You've got to keep a client going with you as much as physically possible.
Yes.
And build your business, not limit your business.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, and I guess I look back to that part where, you know, we had that working relationship and, like, so many great points, so many valid points to it. And I think we've summarized it in many ways in just saying what you've got to do is you've got to find the right people to network with, find the experts, and make sure that you use it as an opportunity and look for all the benefits in business for both parties, you know. So, you know, we often spoke about the fact that, you know, we might have referred, say, a lot more clients to you, right? But your methodology was to actually fix them. So when we send you a client, they might only be with your business for, you know, X number of sessions or a certain amount of time. When we get a client, you know, one or two sessions a week, we usually keep them for life. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's right. So we do need a whole lot more, like, new numbers of new clients turning over all the time for us to be in business.
Yes.
We don't. Now, that's when we're doing a good job.
When you're doing a good job.
Yeah, exactly. So let's keep that in mind.
So let's talk a little bit about your methodology then, because I think a lot of people who tune into this, fitness professionals, if they're, in my opinion, you know, what good looks like is someone who invests, obviously, in their business, understands their business and that part, invests in themselves from a personal development perspective, but also becomes better technically, right? So they invest in themselves constantly to go, how do I complete, you know, that success triangle of all these things. So can you shed a bit of light on your methodology? Where, you know, what's the roots? Where did it start? And tell us a bit about it.
Well, I've got to tell you. But just to begin with, I just want to follow on what you mentioned, because looking back on it, I now realize I couldn't develop the technical the way I needed to without the good business structure supporting me. So if I wasn't charging enough, or if I didn't have enough time with a client, then obviously I couldn't keep business going. But the point behind that, though, is that freed me up to spend my time working on myself, not just personal development, but my technical development skills. So when I look back, the cost of technical development skills is really quite high, and you've got to work out where to get the money to pay for that.
Yes.
So where does it come from? That's what clients are investing in.
Yes.
Each client is investing in me doing better than I've ever done before, and that's why they pay me more highly for it every time I see them.
Yeah.
So I'm always getting better. I never think to myself, this is what I do, this is what it's worth, that's enough, I'll just stay like this.
Yeah.
Every client comes back in and pays a premium for me. I think to myself, no, this is my chance to use this time and use the support that money gives me.
Yep.
And I'm going to become better from this now.
That's great. Such a great mindset and such a great way to approach it, you know, and especially from – it just goes to show how much you love what you do, you know, and want to keep improving.
To follow on from that, what then happens?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got to tell you, I got taught things, the textbook. I usually refer to the textbook teaches things.
Yeah.
6 weeks for a ligament to heal. Too many different things, right?
Yeah.
Tell you the truth, most of them I actually don't remember anymore because I've let go of them. But let's just say when I put my effort into discovering what works best for a client, textbook goes out the window.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I just think, you know, off the top of my head, the easiest ones are on my website where I just have some results. And just in recent times, a 60-year-old woman comes in with a calf tear. The ultrasound shows 42 centimeters long, 22 centimeters wide. Yep. It's a decent calf tear.
It's a decent, yeah.
It's a big one. She's limping. She can't walk on it.
Yep.
So textbook tells you one thing. All I said was, can we do any better? Can we try things? So I looked throughout her body,
yeah,
found something that was standing out as a problem in her body, hands-on, physically released it. Immediately, her calf muscle strength improved and her pain went down. So within 13 days, full calf raises, no pain, no limping. She could do everything she wanted. Took 7 appointments in that time.
Yep. So it was an intensive.
Intensive,
yeah.
Intensive. I had to spend a lot of time with her.
Yeah.
And it was an intensive process to go through.
Yeah.
So there's no textbook that would let any of us do that intensity,
yeah,
with a fresh injury that was that much damage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes 100% sense. Because I guess, you know, the traditional calf injury has come in, do treatment, rest, follow the standard protocol. This is typically a 6-week recovery or whatever.
Correct.
That might be.
Correct.
Yeah.
And even that, now I look back on it and see that happening, even that only gets you partial fix.
Yeah.
It really doesn't
That's
address.
That's only the start of the, when
it only
you can
doesn't
start
address,
to load.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't address even why the calf tore in the first place even.
Yeah.
So what happened? I looked at that, and during that time, I'm an avid science reader.
Yeah.
I was reading so much science articles. Neuroscience was the stuff that sparked me the most.
Yeah.
I actually met a neuroscientist in about 20 years ago. And he asked me, Michael, if it's really in my neck, why is my arm hurting? And I told him the answer I got trained in my Uber master's degree, right? Yeah. And he looked at me, shook his head and said, look, I'm sorry to burst your bubble, but you're just not right. He just said, I'm the neuroscientist and the nervous system's always accurate. It always does what it does for a reason.
Yeah.
So if that calf muscle tore, the nervous system let that happen for a reason. If there's a weak muscle, if a hamstring's tight, it's the nervous system controlling that for a reason. Anyway, so this neuroscientist actually became Australian of the Year about 15 years later, in 2017.
Wow. Yeah.
So I think I got some pretty top level advice back then.
Yeah.
So what am I trying to get at then? Is if I was going the extra mile with my mindset just to always do better for clients, and if I started to see things happen that were what I think of as much better than the textbook training,
yeah,
the neuroscience starts to explain it, then what am I going to do with all of that? You know, what would you want to do with it?
That's right.
So the more neuroscience I read, the more I read that the nervous system's in control of our body. Every muscle does nothing by itself. The only reason a muscle does something is if the nervous system sends the impulses, just the right number of impulses to make the muscle do the right thing.
Yeah.
And if the nervous system sends impulses that are like too much, so the muscle contracts too hard, locks up, splints, or if the nervous system sends too few signals, so the muscle ends up being weak, that nervous system's doing that for a reason. So that's what this neuroscientist basically taught me about.
Yeah.
So if you figure out what the reason is, instantly the strength returns full, the hamstring goes to full length, the calf tam just isn't an issue anymore.
Yeah.
It just happens instantly in the appointment time while we're doing the releases.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah. That's where it took me to. What do you think?
How many years now have you been practicing this methodology?
I reckon, look, I formulated it for about the next 10 years after you saw me first.
Yeah.
So it's been somewhere in the region about 15 years I've been teaching it. Mm. It's rounded off into being its full understanding only in about the last 10 years fully.
Yeah.
And it's only in the recent sort of 5 or 6 years it's become a defined process beginning to end.
Yeah.
So it's a process that requires just 6 appointments in 2 weeks. Typically.
Yep.
And any pain and injury, whether it's 30 years of pain problems or the next day after a bad ankle sprain,
yeah.
Do this process, and by the end of 2 weeks, most people are pain-free, full strength.
Yeah.
So that's where it's come from. Yeah, that's right. So that's what I've spent my time sort of developing.
Yeah, yeah. And along the way, along that journey, you've taught other physiotherapists your methodologies as well.
I've taught hundreds of physios. Yeah. That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now we've got to keep into account that what I'm teaching, you know, does require quite a big change.
Yeah.
From what a physio would normally do in their business, so very much not easy for a physio to change from what they're doing to what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I guess a change in mindset first of all, because yeah. You probably don't want to stand there trying to convince people.
Correct.
By talking to them, it's probably more like by showing or yeah,
correct exactly.
Yeah,
But it takes time.
Yeah.
So some of my appointments are 2 hours long.
Yeah,
but a physio physiotherapy doesn't allow that.
Yeah,
you know,
especially if someone's charging $38 a session, right?
So. Exactly.
Yeah.
So of course, yes, the charge out had to change so that I can still run a business.
Yeah.
The clients have got to want to dedicate themselves to that.
Yeah.
So there are some clients that it's a market, right? It's a niche market.
Yes.
People who want to get a full resolution of a proper solved problem.
Yeah,
they don't have the time to take 6 weeks, 3 months to gradually chip away.
Yeah.
They don't want to be the ones that have to do all the work themselves, 20, 30 minutes of stretches every day, you know, and then just see how it goes after many weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are some people in the community who just say, look, it's worth the intensive, it's worth the extra cost, it's worth just knocking this on the head, learning how to look after my body ongoing. And some of the things that you then also saw is it actually creates better performance. People can, you know, get PBs because of having some better balance in their nervous system and their muscles firing better.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they actually perform a whole lot better.
Yeah.
So
and again, back to that system. I mean, and I'm reflecting back to when I was in your clinic as a personal trainer with my client on the bench, and so we're probably talking now 17, 18 years ago or something like that. What would happen is someone might come in and they might, let's say, for example, it was lower back pain, and you wouldn't start touching the lower back.
Sometimes, you're right. Sometimes, a small number of times we do,
but
most of the times we don't end up touching the part that's got the pain.
Yeah. And it was quite interesting because you start, you know, you just start feeling around the body and you've got I guess this is part of your system and methodology.
It is, yeah. It's a way of searching where are the problems in the body.
Yeah.
So we might think they're in the area of the pathology where the tear is, or we might think they're in the area of the pain, like the low back. It just turns out that the nervous system has a good reason for creating those problems where they are.
Yeah.
And it's just not textbook that the reason just doesn't match the textbook. That's all.
Yeah.
So should we go with the textbook or should we go with the nervous system's reason?
Yeah.
And interestingly, I have to discover that reason for each person. It's unique for each person.
Yeah. And my observation of the physiotherapy world, and I'm generalizing heavily here, but in 2023 when we record this, I guess my observation, not that I visit a lot of them, but it still to me seems like There's a lot of smaller practices churning people through on half hour appointments, and it's probably not really in depth. And again, all credit to those who are doing a good job and all the rest of it. But is that a fair assumption without us ragging on the physiotherapy world?
Oh yeah, look, I know it's difficult to sort of contrast, and I don't want to rag on the physio world either. I mean, there's some great physios, of course.
Yes,
And when a good experienced physio happens to locate a main problem in someone, don't worry, they get miraculous, wonderful results also.
Yeah,
it's just where's the system for how to figure out where that is and what that is in each person that comes along.
Yeah,
so that's sort of the dramatic extra that I provide.
I guess I liken it to we were down running our Millionaire Mindset Retreat down the Gold Coast last week, and we had our chef in there. And she was she's telling us about she's got a personal trainer. She goes to the gym, all sort of stuff. Oh, fantastic! And then she asked me one of the nights, and she goes, "We've got this personal trainer. Just got a quick question for you about my expectation with having a trainer." And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "If you've got a trainer, should they kind of like if you're doing a lift or something like kind of spot you and give you some help?" And I was like, "Fucking oath they should, you know." And she's like, "Okay." And I said, "Why, is yours been?" She goes, "No." And I go, "Okay, what does this person do?" And she said, "Oh, she just kind of stands there and counts the numbers and then, you know, says, oh, that's it, you know." And I go, and she goes, "I'm struggling." And she's just watching me. And I said, "That's no good." I said, "How much are you paying her?" She goes, $90 a session. So I guess that's the way I liken it. It's like, you know, there's great trainers out there, and there's people who could probably do better, you know, and be more hands-on and so forth.
And in the end, like most of my clients will tell you, you really get what you pay for. If you're not paying enough, then they don't have the motivation, they don't have the time to develop their technical skills more. If they have put a lot of effort into developing technical skills, it's not sustainable if they're not charging enough.
Because they need to see a bulk number of clients.
It's the only way to get through is to work 12-hour days.
And then it's going to be challenging to do your ongoing professional development, upskilling and so forth.
And you've got to work 6 days a week, and you've just got to be completely so exhausted that you just don't have the time to think straight for each client fully. So there's a number of good reasons why it's unfortunate the average in the industry doesn't support better.
Yes.
That's pretty much where it comes to. So I don't think that's ragging on anyone. I think it's just the natural
it's
natural
kind of
way any industry goes.
Yeah. You know? And I'm fascinated by this, like the nervous system part. So can you shed some more light? Because I'm sure you can talk.
Yeah, I could talk a lot.
Underwater with a mouthful of cement about it.
Exactly. Oh, man. Why don't I just go back on an example?
Yeah.
Why don't I go back to that calf muscle tear?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's have a look at that. I don't know if you can spot a little bit of hesitancy in me here, but what I'm going to share with you, if it sounds a bit out there, maybe don't worry too much about how out there it is. But let's learn more about the nervous system, and you'll realize it's actually not very out there at all. So let's start with the practical aspect. So a client comes in with a muscle tear, and it's in a calf, and it's a big one. And I say to myself, okay, where is the main problem really? Now she suffered a calf muscle tear.
Yeah.
Does that mean the muscle in the calf is the main problem? I mean, we know it's suffering. We can see it's suffering.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just said, well, why don't we have a look and see? So I searched throughout her body, and it turns out the most locked up, muscle guarded, protected, splintered part of her body was actually around her T4 in her upper back.
Yeah.
And so what's going on there? Why would her T4 be even more locked up than the rest of her calf muscle?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a bit interesting, right? So while this process does take a lot of time to go through, and I'm doing a very brief summary of it here.
Yeah.
I released that T4 while she was moving her calf. And as I did a physical release on the T4 with a specific technique to calm the nervous system right there.
Yeah.
As I did that, she just went, oh my gosh, my calf's got stronger. I can push on it. It doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah.
Yes, so here I am releasing a T4.
Yeah.
So in those 2 weeks, in the appointment time to get her better, I pretty much only really needed just to release the T4 in the end.
Yeah.
Now, it was a process to discover that, so there's a lot of time to figure that. I did have to work on her body a lot more to figure that out.
Yeah.
But let's just say in the end.
Yeah,
that's
and not only the time working on her, but all the time and the years of to be able to go through the process to know what to look for in the first instance.
So there's a lot to learn there.
Yeah.
But then obviously the results speak for themselves. But what is that about? What's going on? So when I learn about the nervous system, I learned the conscious brain is 100%, when I say 100%, bear with me there, I might be generalizing, but the conscious brain is our desire to achieve. We use our conscious brain to say, I want this, I'll do this, I want to train, I want to get stronger, I want to get fitter, I want to do a PB,
yeah.
I want to work. You know, we do physical things with our body, right?
Yeah.
So our conscious brain, is that's its role. So this is what the neuroscience teaches me. The subconscious brain, primary role is protection. Subconscious brain protects.
Yeah.
Conscious brain wants to get on with things.
Yep. And subconscious occupies, you know, what, 70% of
most,
your...
Most.
Yeah, 80%, yeah.
Hundreds of billions of nerves in our body.
Yeah.
Billions, hundreds of billions, right?
Yeah.
The subconscious brain is receiving signals from all of them all day long. That's a lot of processing power going on there. Right. So the subconscious brain knows everything within the body to the exact millimeter of gram of force in any part of our body what's happening.
Yeah.
And it knows it all day long. And we got no idea. We got no awareness. We got no control over all of that. So how's this? The subconscious brain's doing its thing. And we want to get on with life. So what's it going to do if we push ourselves beyond something healthy? Now, when I say healthy, I mean, for example, I might sit at a computer. I might have a very gentle force on my shoulder and neck, right? But hour after hour, day after day, week after week...
It starts to build.
It builds. It may become what the subconscious brain thinks of as excessive.
Yeah.
Or maybe I just did a heavy lift in the gym where I was trying to push myself beyond my capabilities.
Yeah.
Maybe I just had an injury. Maybe I just got hit by a car or a baseball bat or something. Yeah. Okay, so whatever happens, the body suffers along the way. So during that suffering, subconscious brain says, I need to protect. Now, this is over and above everything else that goes on.
Yeah.
So subconscious brain says, how am I going to protect? A couple of different ways. One way is lock up and splint. I'm going to lock up and splint an area of the body that the subconscious brain says is important to lock up. So here's a lady.
Yeah.
Her T4 was most locked up. Yep. She had no idea, no pain anywhere in her upper body.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. The subconscious brain's in control. It knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And it also locked up the calf. And she didn't ever address that T4 lockup. But the brain said, I'm going to make you get off that T4. So whatever she was doing in life was aggravating a T4 in her upper back. And the subconscious brain just went, you know what? I'll get you off. I'll get you to stop aggravating this back.
Yep.
So what did it do? Allowed a calf tear like that to happen.
Yeah.
And while the calf tear is happening, she stopped doing her job. She stopped aggravating a T4.
Yeah.
And the subconscious brain can congratulate itself for doing a good job.
Yeah, good on you. That's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Conscious brain, you know, whole different issue. What's going on here?
Yeah, bloody calf. You know?
Yeah, bloody calf. I want to get on with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I need to push, you know, whatever. Yep. So, and then the conscious brain, well, I want to get this sorted. What am I going to do? I could rest it. I could put in a moon boot. I could... just tape it. I could get an ultrasound at it.
Right.
Machine.
Rub Denka rub on it. Whatever.
Rub, and inflammatories. Yep. You know, 6 weeks later, start building into exercises. All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But no, you know, most of the calf muscle was in great shape. It was only that bit that tore.
Yeah.
And the subconscious brain knows all about it. So you relieve and address the problem that the client had, like at the T4, and the subconscious brain goes, you know what? The main problem's being addressed now.
Yeah.
I really don't need to suffer that much anymore. That calf will heal by itself in its own time. We've got a good amount of calf muscle left over. I'll just control that and we'll push off full strength, no problem.
Mm.
So what do you reckon? Do you think of taking us on a wild ride there?
Oh, it makes total sense to me. I hope everyone listening in understands like that this is, you know, it's not just something you've cooked up. It's you know, like your life's work.
Yeah.
And you know, like you said, taught the hundreds of physios. I mean, you've taught now thousands of fitness professionals over the years as well, personal trainers and teaching them. I mean, what we used to do and teach started with the Peak Physique team back in the day was teach the basics on going, all right, cool, if you know, when someone's lifting, you know, making sure that they're, you know, not barring up in the upper traps and doing certain exercises and so forth, going, all right, we want people lifting at optimal load, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, because yeah, exactly, like the subconscious brain is in control of which muscles fire and how much they fire.
Yep.
And if you fire the ideal muscles just the right amount, you'll have the best training possible. But if you accidentally overload, for example, you might lock up your upper traps like you just gave that example.
Yeah.
That's the subconscious brain saying, you're not firing the muscles as well as you could.
Yeah.
So that's where we helped you guys and your team fire muscles in the right way. So if I can just separate this a bit, you already know your great technique, the ideal technique on that exercise. That's great.
Yeah.
But how are the muscles firing within that great technique? Yeah. That's the thing that nervous system is in control of.
From individual to individual.
It varies, exactly. Yeah. And so some clients, when they're doing perfect squat technique, are using some subconscious brains are making the erector spinae and hammy activate and fire massively over the top firing, creating a lot of strain in the body.
Yeah.
And the glutes, even if you tell the glutes, squeeze, go for it, they're just not working.
Yeah.
It's a glutes exercise.
Yeah.
Use your glutes, they're not working. That's the subconscious brain's control. It's not, we don't have control over that. But if we change the way the muscles fire, we can allow the erector spinae and hammies to work just the right amount. And we can make the glutes fire a whole lot more. And all of a sudden, not only do you solve pain problems, solve injury problems, but you get a lot stronger, a lot quicker as well. Like immediately.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of stuff we could take your team through.
Yeah. So cool. Yeah. We could definitely talk all day about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you still teach physios and so forth?
Mate, it's certainly something that I took a break with over COVID and teach like in a minimal way. It's just some physios still seek me out and I still teach them, but mostly what I do now is I put all my effort into evolving and making sure my process is just down pat, as smooth and consistent as it can be.
Yeah,
I reckon we're opening up into a new world at the moment post COVID, where people are interested and maybe a little bit what shall we say? Do you reckon some people are a little bit more like wise on? Not sure exactly how to word this, like the common mainstream idea of how things go maybe isn't always the right one.
Yeah, you know, potentially one. Challenged, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, how challenged have we been in recent years about, doesn't matter whether it's vaccines or other strong ideas in our community.
Yeah.
And I think we're coming out the other end where people are almost like, hey, do we really have to believe
correct. The
textbook or the expert advice by the most traditional people who have the most interest in it staying the way it has always been. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that the way we should be really
it almost lends itself to, you know, question everything, you know.
So exactly.
But more importantly, you know, just from that logical perspective, staying open-minded to what's out there and what are different ways, better ways to do it.
Yeah. And I'm not advocating like anything that is like, let's say, for example, I see a lot of people, say on YouTube, getting amazing instant results. I mean, let's go back a step. What if you got a client with a tight hammy? You can just do PNF stretching. Yeah. I mean, PNF is working with the nervous system. It's calming down its spindles in the muscle and allowing the muscle to lengthen quickly.
Yeah.
So you can get that on YouTube. You can go, wow, look at this miraculous result. Someone's gone from a tight hammy to a much lengthened hammy. So I don't want to say that everything you see out there that's not, take things and understand them first. Don't just run with things.
Sure.
Because what I suppose I'm saying is that tight hammy will go straight back to being the tight hammy the next day after that PNF stretching. So you've got to look into a bit further and say, yeah, sure, the nervous system's involved, but what's really going on? And what I'll tell you now is the main problem isn't addressed when you stretch that tight hammy.
Yeah.
When the massotherapist massages that tight hammy, when a physio needles that tight hammy, whatever.
Yeah.
That tight hammy's going back to being a tight hammy the next day. I don't know. Has anyone experienced this? I mean, I have
throughout
my physio life.
Yep.
So for example, I think it takes maybe if I could reflect on something else then about post-COVID times especially, is it actually takes quite a lot of effort to investigate something far enough to know how much to trust it rather than just take the bling quick 30-second Instagram post. Does that make sense?
Makes 100% sense.
So I suppose the sort of thing that I'm working on now is evolving so that it becomes very simple, very clear why it is what I'm doing is pretty trustworthy and addresses what's being missed.
Yeah.
What's being missed in our industries, overlooked basically at the moment.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So I'm focused on that.
That's so cool. And for most of the clients that see you now, so they come in for 2 weeks, that's a standard.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
That could be six appointments.
Correct. Yeah. Every now and then some clients just go, you know, for example, I'm traveling out of town next week.
Yeah.
No problems. Just get all your appointments done in this week.
Yes.
And we'll get you pain-free by the weekend if you want.
Yeah.
It just means more time with me during that week. Yeah. So they need to find time in that schedule.
Yeah.
So I've got a standard of 2 weeks because it's sort of managed. Most people can manage that.
It's a window, schedule. A good window.
It's a good window.
Yeah.
Anything beyond 2 weeks means we're actually not really people are getting a chance to live life and stir themselves back up too much between appointments.
So just if I'm hearing that correctly, does that mean that if you wanted to spend 24 hours with somebody, like...
fixed.
Really? Yeah, lock us in a room together?
Oh, we've done it. Yeah. That's right, exactly.
Wow.
Some problems that have been a little bit less complex.
Yeah.
So we had some guy with a shoulder pain, and I just happened to be teaching a physio from California who was in my business, and we were looking for people to practice on, and he wasn't there for long. He was only there for a week.
Yeah.
So when we're like, hey, can someone come in, please? So this guy came in with a shoulder pain, could hardly lift his arm up because he got this massive impingement pain down his arm. And he'd only had that pain for like a few weeks, but he'd been to physios and it just wasn't getting any better. Mm. So I had this guy named John over from California, and I'm like, John, you're going to learn this process. Let's do it today. This guy's only here for today. So he said, yep, I'm here. And so we just went through the process beginning to end. His wasn't as complex. His was something that we could resolve much faster.
Yeah.
4.5 hours get to go through the process.
Yeah, wow.
Full movement, pain-free.
And this is on a typical supraspinatus type shoulder impingement where someone can't lift their arm up.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. And like I say, tried physio already in the meantime, common physio, not getting any immediate improvements.
And that will be the many trainers would know this, like that's a common thing where if you've ever got a client and that can be a very common injury, that can take months. People could be walking around with it and how's your shoulder? Oh, correct. It's still not very good. All right, we'll avoid that today and we'll do legs and
get lots of top-ups on it and it starts to feel a bit better, so you train it a bit harder, then you've got your limitations, you can't train it more, that sort of thing. So he left us in that 4.5 hours, went off and did a PB for a shoulder press.
Wow.
Straight away. So it, you know, that's a less complex example, so it's nice to give a less complex example. Most often these days a lot of people seeking me out are more complex because
They may have had a chronic injury, which has been there for years, possibly.
That's right, exactly. So it's not too many people that know about us. For example, some people know about us. So we had a client, she had an ankle sprain. She was meant to go to the World Champs 4 weeks later.
Yeah.
Ankle sprain was so bad, they thought it was fractured. Thankfully, not fractured. But she knew us. So she got in within 1 day of the ankle sprain. And it did take us 9 days to get her running fully pain-free. She went off to the World Champs with no problem.
Yeah, wow.
So 7 appointments in those 9 days. So, you know, she got in sooner rather than waiting 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 7 appointments, not 6.
Yeah.
So you can see it doesn't have to fit an exact
but it's within
that range, basically, is what we're talking
about. So cool, man. So cool.
We love it. We love it.
So what does the future hold then? More of this?
More of sharing the word.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, who's interested in learning about what's being missed by mainstream common doctors, physios, chiros, osteos, common massage? You know, if there's some really significant things that matter in the human body that are being overlooked, you know, who's interested in learning more about that?
Yeah.
Who's interested in working with it? Who wants to know how to do a job that stands out with their clients to the point where that client just raves about them over and above all other raving that they could be doing?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Makes 100% sense. Yeah. From our journey together, you know, I think I first arrived in your clinic, I think it was 2002 from 2002, memory.
Yeah, that's my memory too. Yeah.
And you know, in that 20 plus years, like we've forged a great working relationship, really great friendship, really great mateship. And I've just been always in awe and blown away by, you know, your skill set. And your level of professionalism, and even still today, you're sitting here, just your desire to want to keep growing and learning and becoming better. And so that from my perspective, just want to congratulate you on everything you've done and achieved. So,
oh, beautiful, mate. Thanks so much. And gosh, if I couldn't do it without you, how special are you? If you didn't start telling me, Michael, friend, you're wasting your time.
Yes.
And you're wasting your life unless you pick yourself up.
Yeah. We're going to get those rates of yours up, don't we?
Get rates up. Got to get all the important stuff going. Yeah, so it goes both ways, brother. Yeah. Thanks for that.
So, Michael, I take it there's going to be people tuning into this who probably want to you know, get in touch with you, maybe follow you. I know that you've got like bucket loads of great content. What can people do if they do want to sort of get in touch with you?
I reckon if you'd like to learn more specifically about what this can look like, get onto my Ridgeway Method website,
yep.
ridgewaymethod.com.
Yep.
And that comes up with pop-up, and you can put your email address in there. That'll allow me to keep in touch with newsletter updates, but also it'll give you private access to a 4.5 hours total of videos and explanations about what this looks like and how it works. So you could sort of get in and have a look at that.
Yep.
So that's for people who are interested in learning more.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah.
Great content. And that's Ridgeway Method, R-I-D-G. W-A-Y.
Yep, no E in Ridgeway.
Method.com. Exactly. But what we'll do is we'll drop that URL in the show notes, Spotify and also YouTube. We've got this on. So, yeah. But that, yeah, and I know your content. I know it's such great value. So anyone listening to this, fitness professionals, EPs, physios, anyone who's interested in bettering human movement, human performance, I'd highly encourage you to jump on that. You know, get involved, consume the content, and just, you know, just stay open-minded to what the possibilities are and what this can do. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, thank you very much, Michael Ridgeway. Great to have you on board. And thanks for tuning in to another edition of Ignite Your Ultimate Success podcast.